Attention all listeners. Attention all listeners. Join in something that's bigger than just yourself. You've heard of KATG, NLO, Red Bar Radio, but have you heard of the Podcasters Coalition? No! Of course not! We just invented it! Team up with the Jam Hole and Big Mouth Podcast to create such things. So we can go to the government and be like, give us our stimulus check, bitch! We need money for podcast stuff. So help us out. www.bigmouthpodcast.com or thejamhole.com. Holla!
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, March 9th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Brayden.
And don't ever look at me like that when we do the intro.
Thanks. I'm Danny.
Oh, God. Do we have to do that every time?
What?
Like, it's cool. I'm like, hi, my name's Matt. And you're like, hi, my name's Brayden.
What's
and then
up?
The show should move forward. We don't have to.
Cool. I'll just leave.
Just sit there and look titty.
No, it'd be really fast. My name's Matt. My name's Brayden. I'm Danny.
And then I'll come in real quick. Thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 164 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whenever the fuck we feel like it. How are you, Brayden?
I am great. How are you?
I am fucking awful.
Whoa.
Didn't see that coming, huh?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Shit.
Fuck.
Piss.
Ass.
Where's my fucking phone at?
I don't know.
I told 26 that at some point. No, seriously, where is it?
I don't know.
I forgot to turn it off.
I seriously don't know where your phone is.
Oh, if it rings. Oh, found it.
Oh,
couch
cool.
Ate it.
All right.
So I told 26 that at some point in time during this show, I was probably going to throw this at you. So I just want a little heads up, 7-up for you.
Why? What? Is he going to...
Let me get into that in a sec. First of all, thank you guys for listening. TheJamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. We'll read it on the show. 406-204-4687. Give us a call. Live show number. Before I get into that, it was just kind of a... That was like the cream of the fucking... Of the whole jerk-off session that was my fucking day today. Like, that was just the fucking... The climax of it all. Like... The day started out fine.
Metaphorically, your day was a jerk-off session?
Kinda. It was more like a circle jerk, if
a
you
circle
will.
Jerk.
And I was, like, in the middle. Like,
right,
and
not getting jerked.
No, not
You're
getting
just
jerked.
Watching the circle jerk
not
each other.
Not jerking off. Just, right. Like, holding the fucking goblet, waiting for the semen to get poured in it
okay.
So I can take a fat fucking drink.
Cool.
That's what
You're
was
that
like.
Guy.
I know. It wasn't even that bad to begin with. It started out cool, like, I get to work a little late, whatever, no big deal, and there's, like, 3 fucking feet of snow out, and that's fine.
3 I can, feet?
Well, exaggeratively speaking,
okay.
It was, like, fucking a foot, but, no, it wasn't even a foot.
It wasn't a
there
foot
was
either.
Snow on the ground, and it's March, it should be melting.
Should
I don't understand
spring.
It. They're like, oh, global warming, everything's getting hotter, everything's warmer.
Not
Where?
Here! We're having
not
an
here.
Ice age.
Not here.
Fuck. Bring
should
it
be
up
fall
here.
Weather.
I know. Like, it's not at all. We just got fresh fucking pow
it's
up on the mountain.
Snow more tomorrow.
Yesterday.
That nobody can fucking afford to go ride on except the people that fucking work there because
cool.
We're in a depression.
I'm depressed.
I'm very depressed.
Fuck.
I'm so depressed.
I'm suicidal. I'm fucking slitting wrists here. But no, like, it started off just, I guess the thing that just made it so fucking shitty was that I'm driving in my truck, and you know how big, like, the truck cab is?
Yeah.
It's not very big, right? So it doesn't... <it's> so
right.
Bad. It doesn't take a lot of, how do you say it? Air flow to fill up the cab, before you have to, like, roll the window down because you can't fucking stand it anymore.
Okay.
I don't know if it was, like, something I ate or what, but, like, every fucking time, it was, like, every other stop, I get back in the truck and I start driving, I'm like, and then, like, 2 seconds later, I'm like, oh my god, Matt, what is that fucking smell? And like, I'm rolling down the window, and I'm doing this all day, and you know how my window is, right? Whenever it rolls, like, how does it go?
Just like that.
And he makes the sound when he's doing it, too. Yeah. As it's going down, he's going...
Well, I try to harmonize with it so that it's not, like, in my fucking head, this scream. It's like nails on a fucking
exact
chalkboard.
Sound.
It is so bad. Like, going down, it's okay, but then going up every time, no matter how far it has to go, it's like... So, just picture that. Like, if you were riding with me, every other fucking stop, like... I have to roll the fucking window down because I can't fucking stand my
stank ass.
I couldn't fucking stand it. It was so bad. So, usually, like, I'll be honest, I'm my own biggest fan of my own flavor.
Right.
I enjoy a good fucking, you know, a little switch up from the nasty, disgusting patchouli that fucking is in there all the time. So you got a good base of patchouli, and then whatever the fuck was coming out of my asshole on top of that, and it's like...
But your guess is as good as mine.
I don't know,
knows,
dude.
Man.
It was so bad, though. Like, I hate to bring this show down to that caliber of making dick and fart jokes, but, like, seriously? Like, whoa, dude.
This wasn't even a joke.
No, I was waiting to get pulled over, and the cop be like, you were littering, and you fucking stink, because that was nasty, dude. So, yeah, between that all day, and then, like, we were talking about on the pre-show, and real quick, if you want to come to thejamhole.com/live video, I'm not... making any promises, but those of us that were here for this pregame warm-up, if
surprised.
You will, what'd they see, Braden?
Some boobies.
Some boobies?
So it came to my...
I even locked the door!
Yeah,
he
so not
lock.
Word to the wise, none of the doors here really lock. Like, they lock
right.
So they lock enough to where if you're new, you'll feel secure and all that
yeah.
bullshit.
Don't know about
you'll
it.
You'll feel comfortable enough to
but,
strip naked and fucking
yeah.
take a shower there.
Little do you know, all you gotta do is to open the lock is stick in, like, a pen or something,
yeah,
and it just pops right
open.
It's
the little, like, child thing where there's, like, a little hole there, and when the kid locks himself in the bathroom, here comes dad with the fucking thing. He
right.
puts it in the hole, and... the kid calls CPS because that's weird, and you know. So yeah, so if you guys were here, you might have seen her in the shower. That's cool. We have like we're sitting here trying to think of how we can make
how we
these,
can do that,
how we can get these cameras in the bathroom. And I'm like, wait, there's one on the laptop, and the laptop has batteries that can go wherever the fuck. So yeah,
yeah.
So I just saying, you guys might want to show up for more live shows. Thejamhole.com/live video. But yeah, so it was a culmination or a collaboration or whatever the fucking word I'm looking for is of that all that smell, and then it was like 0 fucking degrees out, and
right.
everybody we were talking about this on the live show or on the pre show, but
calling that for you,
who's it calling that for? God, you want to just punch him in the face, and they're all like old and. Some of them aren't, but a lot of them are just old, and it's
old
like,
enough to get punched.
Old,
in the
old
face.
Enough
to get
old
punched.
Enough to fucking know better, and you have to just play along with it because you're in your work shirt and you got the work truck with the fucking phone number. Thanks,
right.
boss.
Don't
I appreciate
want him,
that.
And don't want him to tattle on you again.
I know. So I'm like, yeah, you know, it could be a little warmer, but I'm not complaining. Here's your fucking water, cunt. And,
oh, here's this too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing that too, like,
that.
In elevators and shit, I'd get out and I'd fucking drop one in the elevator and then I'd send it to all the floors.
Oh.
It was just so bad, just like all day long, just...
Hey, David
it was
made
so
it.
Worse.
And then, like, we had the whole fucking time change thing, right? I
right,
know,
in our head.
That is the dumbest fucking thing. Like, we're not in... the Civil War anymore, which I don't, maybe my history's wrong. But didn't they make that because in the Civil War, they made it so we'd have an hour more of daylight so our troops could march an hour longer in the light so we'd be further in to kill all the people that wanted to take our niggers away from us.
I've heard a couple of reasons.
Okay, well, it's stupid now. We don't fucking need it. And
no.
Like I was saying earlier, I didn't even notice it because this time, thank God, it happened like on a fucking weekend. So, you know, I wake up this morning, on Saturday morning. Whoa. Let me take you back, way back, to Saturday morning. I wake up, and it's like noon, and I'm like, don't even think anything of it, because, okay, that's about the time I should be waking up.
Noon, and it's actually
I have
one.
To preface this by saying all of the clocks in here are all computerized, so I had to switch nothing. Like, all
right.
So, like, when I wake up and I look at my phone, like, that's the real time. It did it for me. So, I didn't notice it then, and I didn't notice it on Sunday, because everything was still switched, and I didn't have to wake up early. Monday morning comes along, and I wake up, and I'm like, God, I am fucking tired. Tired. And I'm like, 8 o'clock, time to go to work so I can be there by 8 o'clock. And I get in the fucking truck and I start it and I'm fucking getting ready to go and I look at the clock and it's like 7:02 and I'm like, oh fuck, that's why I'm so tired. I lost like an hour somewhere here. It's
like,
fucking
now I understand.
I'm supposed to be sleeping still. Thanks, fucking government, you twats. So
I do like the extra hour of daytime, though.
Yeah, well, it is nice, you know, but it's not worth it.
No, it's really not.
Just keep it all the same. And the time zone things.
Yeah,
we
it's
don't
so
need
dumb.
Different time zones. Everybody should be on one fucking time. So if you're on the other side of the world and it's like 11 o'clock, just adjust for what fucking, how much light do you have? If it's none, then it's obviously 11 at night. If you have light, then obviously it's...
It's daytime.
Right.
Thank
morning.
You. It's 11 in the morning, obviously. So we should all just switch to one time.
We should all be like Arizona.
Right.
Because Arizona's the only
and
state that doesn't change.
Oh, I thought...
No.
Right. Arizona. That also. Right. That also. But we should also all sell meth
well,
like
we
Arizona.
Do. We do. It's Montana.
Do we?
It's Montana.
Oh, we do then.
Everyone sells meth.
So at my office, all the girls there are doing this weight loss challenge,
really?
Big fat loser style.
They're making a game out of it?
Yeah, you want to play a game.
Not this one.
It's called Make the Girl I Have to Be With Not Fat Anymore.
Right,
please,
it's called the game
please.
You play on Danny
no, not
every
you,
day.
Like saying from that I'm the kid that works at the office and my girl works there also and...
No, I was just going to say,
anyways.
You play that same game on her all the time.
Right. Well, that too. Please right. make her not. But yeah, you want to play a game with them?
It's called totally the weight loss challenge.
No, but what it totally reminded me of drug habits. Like, they are treating this thing like food is a drug.
Yeah.
Like, it reminded me of how back when I was doing pills and shit, I was like, okay, I can have this one today, and then I just won't do any tomorrow morning, and then I'll still have them for tomorrow evening. And then I'm like, well, if I do another one today, then I just won't do any tomorrow, and then the next day I'll be back on schedule. They do that, but with food. Dude,
right.
I'm not even making this up. They're like,
I know.
Oh,
it's an addiction.
I can cheat a little bit today and have a donut, and I'll just eat some fucking grass for dinner.
I can eat this tub of ice cream after dinner if I skip breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, and they're totally doing that, and they have it, like, they're getting paid, mind you. Like, I'm
right.
not one to talk. I get paid to come home and have sex with her and to jerk off and to do other things, which is fine, but they're sitting in the office doing this shit, and they're making these nice, elaborate Excel spreadsheets with, like, all the names and all the weights for each day, and, like, they're keeping track of it day by day, like, oh, I lost a pound today, hallelujah! It's like, you guys are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the saddest
thing.
It's so sad to just watch it from, like, an outside view of, like, this is some of the things people put themselves through just to lose. And at the end of it, you're going to lose like 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Go you. Woo! Like,
you know, in the end, second thought,
you still look like shit in that bathing suit. Like, it doesn't matter. You should have just ate. Cheers to whatever.
If it's that hard for you to even lose weight in the first place, just go ahead and be fat. Seriously, yeah. I don't even care anymore.
Just go ahead and be
if
fat.
It's really that difficult.
I've never had that big of an issue.
If you can't just be, you know, skinny, not fat, then give
just
up.
Don't.
Or just do, you know what, just get hooked on meth.
And hey, don't buy a Kia.
No, yeah. Don't.
Those Kias were not made for you if you're a big fat
Not
bitch.
If you... Okay.
My car keeps pulling to the left.
It has a permanent tilt.
Are you sitting in the driver's seat? What side is that on?
The left.
Oh, I get it. So, real quick, we got our fucking... Da, 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 da.
Holy
we got
shit.
Our letter from Wendy's.
Is it coupons?
I don't know. See, I thought all they would do is just have a letter here with a couple coupons in it, and I was gonna, you know, go and use them.
Right.
But I saw, holding it up to light, there's a letter in here, so I thought I would save it to on the... I don't know. I'm
how many...
No, is it handwritten? Did it look handwritten?
Oh, no, it's a typed out letter, so it could have been anything, but okay.
It's probably a pre-made, just...
It probably is,
not even taking the time to type it out.
I wanted to open it earlier. He's like, no, we have to open it on the show!
I know, and I was thinking in my mind that, like, maybe that lady caught the last part where I'm like, fire all those faggots. And
yeah,
that was great.
She not only sent the complaint that I had made, but also she made a complaint of her own, and they're
right.
Like... We don't, dear Matthew Jensen, we don't appreciate you calling our retards faggots.
Yes.
So if you could, you know, we're sorry our retards can't make your food properly, but that's no reason to call them butt pirates.
Right, they're still not faggots just because they're retarded. Okay.
Okay.
How does that envelope smell?
Look at this. Woo!
Is it got coupons in it?
Oh! $4 off!
Wow!
$4. That's right.
What?
Oh my God.
It says in quote, we learn from you, our customer, but not at your expense. Even though it was kind of at my expense because I almost died from low blood sugar that night. Thank you very much.
You're going to die from the STDs from the spit that they put in your food next time you get it.
Please accept this coupon with our apologies. This card entitles you to a complimentary $4 off. That's wow, guys!
They fucked up four sandwiches, okay, and they're $2 each, right?
And I read, dear Mr. Jensen, thank you for taking the time to provide us with your comments. Customer satisfaction is number one priority at Wendy's, where we try to give you a number two.
Didn't you tell him to spell it with a G?
What? No, I said. I don't think I even spelled it, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I spelled it with a J. Because that's Jensen Jewelers. And I was like, hey, my dad owns Jensen Jewelers. I'm a prick.
Oh, okay.
Don't fuck up my shit. We apologize for the situation you described. See episode, what was it?
Last Friday? Yeah,
Not this Friday. Like, the last one,
so
but the one 16, before that.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. You can actually, if you go to thejamhole.com, there's a thing at the top that says search post. If you type in Wendy's there, it'll bring up whatever episode it is, because I know I put something in there about Wendy's. So, yeah, you can just do that. Yeah, we apologize for the situation you described. That's so awesome. Like, for, like, the whole situation I described, because she actually hung up on me, so
yeah, she did.
That wasn't very apologetic.
Well, she did apologize when you asked her to.
That is true, she did. She, I'm trying to, but she won't shut the fuck up. Quit calling us names. We will forward your comments to the appropriate management personnel.
Who would that be?
Probably the bitch that answered the phone.
Wendy's herself.
Is it weird that... Well, here, I'll get to that. We understand our customers come to expect a quality meal served in a fast and friendly environment. I expect the most quality for my $1 I'm spending.
Yeah.
Like, really, how much quality can you seriously expect?
I'm getting a gut bomb,
and that's it. I'm getting something because I can't afford anything else, and I'm too lazy to cook ramen.
Right.
So, just fill me up so I can take a dump later, and we'll call it even. We appreciate your input to help us better serve you. Your confidence in Wendy's is very important to us. I wasn't confident in it in the first place. I mean,
no.
I'm confident that no matter where I go, if I say this is what I want, then generally that will be what I get.
Right.
I don't, you know, then, yeah, I have no confidence in that anymore. But I did up until that time. Because like I said on the previous show, they had never fucked up anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think, like I had said, that this is due to people just slowly and slowly not giving a shit about
that
anything
anymore.
That is weird.
Because they fucked up my order today when I was there.
No!
Really?
You want to call them?
No.
Call them.
You should call
them.
Fuck it
up. We get enough of these fucking things, you know what we'll have? $1 million.
Oh my god. In Wendy's dollars.
You know what I call that? Free money.
No, because we'd have $1 million worth of coupons.
No.
We get $1 million.
No, let me tell you how this works. We get $1,000,001 of these. We buy a $1 cheeseburger and we ask for our motherfucking change back. And then boom, that's $1,000,000.
Oh my god.
Excuse
me.
I got two of those.
If there are any other problems or questions that we can answer, please do not hesitate to write or call. Are you hesitating to call?
I kind of am.
Are
what
you
did
nervous?
They mess up
no,
on?
It's just because I did it like, I don't know, 6 hours ago.
So?
7 hours ago.
See, what? That's why they keep doing it, because pussies like you let them get away with that shit.
And
you're
no,
like,
but,
oh, I'll just eat it. It's fine. No, it's really, no, hey, I don't want to inconvenience you. Even though I paid my hard-earned fucking money for this shit.
If it would have been right after I ordered it, I would
fuck
have.
Fuck you, Brayden.
Hey, what did they fuck up on?
Yeah. I ordered for 2 double cheeseburgers.
Oh,
ketchup
and let me
only.
Guess. Ketchup only. And let me guess. It was everything
it?
But ketchup
no,
only.
No, it was just normal cheeseburgers.
It was just buns.
It was normal
buns with a little note that says, oops.
We ran out. No,
oh,
it was just 2 normal cheeseburgers instead of the doubles. That's it. And then, like, we got a bunch of other stuff, too. I think a friend of mine got, like, 6 double cheeseburgers.
And,
like, half of them were singles also. It was weird.
Good.
How
are
you now?
That was gross.
Wow.
What?
I don't know. You take my breath away with
hey, you're
those,
done
so.
With that smelly stuff, right? Because...
it just comes out of...
If I get Dutch ovened in the middle of the night, I'm going to be so...
It's coming out of
pissed.
His mouth now.
Oh, that's fun. So what was I saying?
I don't know.
Okay, well... Thanks, Wendy's.
Yeah,
But see, I'm going to go and I'm going to do this and it's going to be fucked up. So
right, they're just going to fuck it up again. Well, then you get another one.
Go get more fucked
cool.
up food.
Oh, but yeah, that's what I was going to say. Where's that letter I threw at you? This isn't it. Well, anyway, it was signed Ryan McDonald. Now, is it weird that McDonald owns Wendy's?
Yeah,
because that's kind of weird
McDonald?
To me. I don't understand that at all.
It was a joke because you're Matt Jensen.
Oh, okay, I get it. And I don't really own Jensen Jewelry.
We're like, hey, we're going to do this zazing.
Okay, so let's do this little reenactment, and then we'll talk about the Podcasters Coalition here.
Reenactment.
Yeah,
holy
remember that thing
fuck.
I said, hey, make sure you have this pulled up.
Right.
Let's pause while you pull that up.
I actually had it pulled up, but
are
now
you
it's
cool?
gone. I'll be cool in about 5 seconds. Hold
well,
on.
Hey, take your time.
Dude, it's cool.
All I got is time.
All right, well, I'm ready, man. Are you ready?
No, now I'm
well,
not
fuck.
Ready.
I guess we'll just take a little break here.
Okay, professionals.
Right, we're professionals here.
Are we good?
We're good.
Are you good? Are you guys good?
I think everyone is good.
Okay. So this was sent in to us by our friend Chickadee, the same Chica that is going to send me Skull Candy headphones, hopefully. Because, oh my god, you know what I did today while I was at work? Because I was so sick of these fucking earbuds, and they fall out of my ears. I actually tried to tape them to my head. Like, I had the idea that if I put them in my ears, and then I just wrap tape around my head.
Did you really?
Well, no, check this out.
My ears on my thumb.
Oh, thank you. So then I'm like, okay, if I actually tape that, that's going to rip off a bunch of hair.
Right.
And I don't have much hair to spare back there, if you know what
He's
I mean.
Balding.
Right.
So I'm
and
like,
that just hurts anyway.
Right. So I'm like, I'll get a rubber band.
Right.
Fucking right.
There you go. That's not going to hold
so,
them in quite as well.
I take the fucking earbuds and I have them in like this. And then I take the rubber band and I put it here and then I fucking wrap it around the things. And it holds them in, but it makes them like want to go all up in my shit. And
like
it was,
in there?
It, having them like that was more uncomfortable than me going like this every fucking 2 minutes to keep them in my fucking head. So, it's so annoying. And that it still does stand that if I ever see the guy that made those fucking things.
We had a guy tape blender lids to his head at work.
Blender
Why?
Lids?
Blender lids.
Why?
Big old blender lids.
Because he was a fan of Princess Leia.
No,
right,
he, wandered,
that's what
he
I was
walked around
too.
Going, said, just acting like a retard and shit and walked out to the front of the house. And mind you, he was the store manager, so nobody could, like, yell at him.
Of course.
Yeah, and he's got these things taped to his head. He's walking around, Mama said I had to wear my helmet. Fuck you, walk around retarded. It was amazing. I missed that guy. He was great.
He get fired too, like everyone
no,
else?
No, hey, he moved away.
Retards, oh. They age like dogs.
Right.
Like every year is like 10. So.
Right, so.
He's you have a 3-year-old retard. He's like 30.
Right. 12-year-old retard
midlife
is amazing. Yeah. Gotcha.
Now he moved away, and now we have an ex-real estate agent for a fucking GM. And
way to yeah. move up.
Wow. Hey, how's the real estate been?
Oh, not so good. I'm working
oh, really?
For
hey, remember that funny thing they always used to say that, like, you better get into real estate because it's the only thing, land is the only thing they ain't making any more of. And everyone's like, oh, ha, 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 but that's true. I'm going to do that. And then, like, the whole market
whole
got flooded
crashed.
With scumbag fucking realtors and shit. And now, oh, what's the matter? Nobody getting any money to buy fucking your shitty trailers with anymore? That's sad.
The only reason why he got in is because he was friends with the owners and stuff, so... He was like, hey, yeah, my job
friends
sucks.
Or butt buddies.
Not selling too many
like
houses.
A brother-in-law or some
hey,
crap.
Friend five.
Bye.
All right, this was sent to us by Chickadee. Recently, I've been getting solicited for sex on MySpace. You know, I read something
imagine.
A while ago that, no, not by me, but... Oh. They went through MySpace and, like, deleted a bunch of accounts from, like...
Like spam ones?
No,
shit?
Well, those and, like, pedophiles. But
really?
No, not the spam accounts you're thinking of with that spam message.
Like with the fake
that was
girls
like,
and
hey,
shit on them?
Hey, MySpace is getting too crowded. Forward this to all of your friends or your account will get deactivated. Like, that was bullshit,
I
right?
was just thinking of the random people that would try and
you...
add you and they'd have a fake profile.
Right.
The same girl I've seen 1,000 times.
Right, but you sent that to me and I was like... Dude.
Did I?
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, that was a spam message. Come on. Google these things first, dude.
Dude, you I know. Did not. I swear to you.
He didn't. But I did. A few of my friends, I noticed that it was in there. And I'm
oh,
like,
I'm sure.
Delete.
Thanks.
Delete. You can't actually be my friend on MySpace
no.
anymore now. But no, yeah, like pedophiles. They went through all the databases of the
like
convicted, yeah, those,
right.
And
okay.
matched them to MySpace profiles
nice.
And then wiped them
like
out.
Like their names?
And there was something like, I don't know, it was in the tens of 50,000.
Like 70%
of
MySpace
number,
users?
Yeah, like a bunch, dude. Like yeah. a bunch.
I'm sure. Yeah. I bet they should do that with Facebook, too. But
then they did. Facebook. Or
right.
One of them, one of them did it first and the other one followed.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. Whatever.
Whatever.
One guy asked me if he could smell my farts for $500.
Fucking A, sure.
You should have said yes and then been like, hey, Matt, I need some of that, that
yeah.
gas you got.
Jar
yeah.
that shit.
You'd be
send
like,
that.
Whoa, those aren't female pheromones. Oh, God, I'm sick.
Oh, God, I'm
hey,
sick.
Dude, you just smelled my farts. And I can't even deal with smelling my farts, dude.
No,
whoa.
Man, that's too much.
Whoa. I have the message to prove it. I would like that message also, just for my own... I'm building a collection of skeezy MySpace.
I'd
like to see
those.
It, too.
Yeah. Whoa, guys.
Holy shit.
All right, that was the one time this episode that you can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
It's close.
And another guy just wanted to hang out. One guy was 27. It wasn't me.
Hey.
I know you guys are looking at me like,
Matt.
Really? How old are you, Matt? One guy was 27 and thought I looked cut.
Hey, you're kind of cut.
You're getting... You,
for
hey,
a chick.
Are you working out?
You're a cut chick.
You're looking fucking cut. I'd like to take my fucking play school scissors and cut you
fucking
out.
Cut you up.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wow.
Cut you up.
I'll cut you up.
Oh, man. And this guy, he wanted me to be his dark queen.
Your what?
That dark queen?
Like Takisa's?
Excuse me?
Have you read any Dragonlance books?
No.
If you had, you will know that Takisa's is actually the dark queen.
Oh.
Of the abyss. Or
right.
The five-headed dragon or the something lady. The dark lady. I don't know.
Or I guess if you've seen Narnia, the dark queen in that movie.
No, I thought she was the ice queen.
Oh, right. Yeah. Fuck me.
Get your fucking fantasy queens.
I'm awful.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If you had to say, what do you think, what would you say Freddie Mercury was?
I don't know.
Like, what kind of queen?
I don't know.
Come on. Oh, fuck. Viola Chick suggests I sent it to a podcast, and it just begs to be read out loud for listening pleasure. I hope you get some entertainment from it. You have my okay to read everything I wrote, and go... That's why I'm reading this.
Right.
Just because she said I could. So,
yeah.
I'm like, well,
so you have
might
to
as fucking well. Okay. And go ahead and tell them that it's Chickadee. Right. Did that. Check. Good thing I wasn't like, this one is from... Oh, sorry.
Wait.
It reads from the bottom up. That's how we start in the bottom.
Right, I start at my bottom, work my way
my
up.
My MySpace name is Rotting Fleshbag.
Yes.
For the lulz. And his name is Tony.
Hey,
ladies
Tony.
And gentlemen, I give you... Give me a clever name for it. Something that has the Dark Queen in it.
We're going to sit here.
Dark Queen.
Dude, I can't think of anything clever right now. We might as well just get into this.
All
right. Who's reading which part?
Well, do you want to be Tony or do you want to be...
Sure, I'll be Tony.
Okay,
I'll be the
I'll
creepy
be
guy. All right, let me start.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good, so tell me about yourself.
I enjoy drinking wine by the fire and long walks on the beach. What is this all about? Is there a catch here? I know it. I can smell it. There's always a catch.
No catch, just trying to get to know you to see if we might click.
Okay, I'll bite. I enjoy horror movies. One of my favorite things to do and what makes me feel better is scaring the shit out of myself. I love the adrenaline rush. I love to cut myself. I like punk music. I enjoy reading, mostly horror. I start college on the 31st. Going to Columbus State to get my AAA. And then I'll be going to Ohio U for journalism. Go OSU. When I'm not in school, I'm usually playing games on the internet or surfing the web. I'm a major geek. I play D&D every other Tuesday. I'm kind of a nutcase. I went to psych ward in January. Nothing serious, just some bad shit going on. But overall, I'm kind of a caring person when I'm not cutting myself or getting into bad shit. I have an innumerable amount of patience. I love animals, especially my three kitties. I'm a tomboy, mostly. Most of my friends are on MySpace, and they're guys. I really don't like hanging out with girls that...
I'm getting kind of lightheaded.
I really don't like hanging out with girls that much.
Huh. Is that something all girls are just... Sorry. Breaking character.
I really, really love zombies. Chidulu. Chidulu.
What the fuck?
Cthulhu.
Oh my god.
God.
Cthulhu.
It's bothering me.
And vampires. But none of that Twilight shit. That shit's for faggot pussies. Makes me sick. Oh, I also have a tendency to curse like a fucking sailor from time to fucking time.
Can you use that voice in bed tonight?
Yes. Will that help?
It'll just be funny.
Because nothing else I seem to be doing does, so if you guys could help me.
Oh. Your turn.
Well, cool. I
found someone like me. Bite hard. I like it. Lol.
Now it's your turn to tell me about yourself.
Male, 33, like, whoa, doing strange, how weird old, shit.
How old are you?
33.
Did I tell you how old I was yet?
I don't think you did.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Are you a little girl?
No, never mind.
Because I like
continue,
little girl.
Continue, never mind.
Okay.
Don't mind me.
All right. Shut your mouth, bitch.
Okay.
Male, 33, like doing strange and weird shit, getting to horror films like rock music. Rob Zombie's my favorite. Looking for my dark queen to horrify this fucked up world together.
Your what?
My dark queen.
Can you explain that? looking for your dark queen? Okay, then. Best of luck to you there. I like doing weird shit, too. The filters in my brain sometimes don't work well, and I end up just saying shit for the shock factor. You should check out a podcast called Distorted...
Oh, okay, come on, really?
Oh, fuck, really?
Distorted View?
Oh.
What are you doing?
You should really check out a podcast called The Jam Hole. Oh, and if you didn't notice, I'm 18. So I'll be 19 in August.
Bielichick says Matt's voice is ridiculous.
That's my
yes, it's ridiculous.
That's my 18, will be 19 in August MySpace voice.
Awesome. I like Rob Zombie, too. His films are okay.
His
films are okay, too. My favorite band is Weezer, though, oddly enough. I don't know.
It's just odd.
Did I miss
something? Just move on. It's odd.
Has been for the longest time. Oh, I also like to sing. Would you like to hear me sing?
No, I'm good.
No,
thanks.
No.
Would you like to hear me sing?
I'm all right.
I'm good. I'll pass.
I kind of just want to have sex with you. I don't really want to get to know you.
Oh, wow.
Never been in choir, though. You'd think people always tell me, hey, you sound really nice. Were you in choir? No, I've never been in choir before.
I can't wait to listen
to this. I
just
sing along to my music. And I used to play percussion in band in middle school and high school.
That's all very interesting.
Oh, my God.
I really... That's all very...
I mean, cool, so what kind of weird shit you do?
You know, she talks like giant paragraphs and dude just like spits out a couple of things.
She is looking for a friend. He is just wanting something to
some
beat
sex.
His shit.
Thank you. Some fucking loving.
Oh, fuck. Say that again, because it was just like five words.
Cool, so what kind of weird shit you do?
Nothing too out of control. I think the weirdest thing about me is that nothing fazes me anymore. I laugh at,
that's so weird.
I laugh at scat and water sports porn. That's where they pee on each other. Vomit porn is funny too. I've pretty much seen almost every type of porn out there. Granted, it doesn't get me off. Nothing does. I just think it's fucking funny. That's funny. I never come. I hate the elderly, but I don't do anything to them. I'm pretty tame when it comes to actually doing stuff. It's my mind that's fucked up, not my pussy. My pussy's just fine.
Uh-huh.
It's okay.
Me too. Porn's so funny, but the real thing in a graveyard is better. You should act on those fucked up thoughts. It's so fun.
What the fuck? Is this for real? Okay. What is real? Because
I don't
is
know
this,
what's real.
Is this a bot or is this seriously?
This is like.
Is Chickadee on? Chickadee, is this a bot?
She
or
says,
is this
yes,
for real?
It is. I shit you not. So.
The
no, it's
real...
seriously a dude.
Hold on. The real thing in a graveyard is better. You should
act on those fucked up thoughts. Or
it's so fun.
Right.
Let's go fuck in a graveyard.
Hey, it's so
great.
Fun.
No, I don't even think it's that. It's like, hey, what are you doing later?
Nah, we should go fuck in a graveyard.
No, let's meet me in this
graveyard.
How about you come with me, we'll go
right.
dig up
we'll
this
fuck,
dead body,
and we'll have
and
sex
we'll
with
fuck
it.
That.
Right.
Like, that's what it sounds like to me. It's not like, hey...
Don't totally Eiffel Tower that corpse.
Come walk with me, and we'll dance on the tombstones. Like, it's, I want to have sex with dead stuff.
See, I was thinking he was trying to get her to have sex with him in a graveyard.
Huh.
That's what I was thinking.
Is that, am I misinterpreting this? Did he want
to
fuck?
I think you're taking it further than it really goes.
Okay.
He just wanted to fuck in a graveyard.
Right. Not so much a dead body.
In a graveyard, really? See, I've seen so many horror movies, I'd be afraid of disrupting the grave and a zombie coming out and fucking shit up. Or something or something happening, like in the beginning of Phantasm. Do you remember Phantasm?
Yeah, I remember
that. Sweet movie.
That's a good movie.
Super sweet.
But that's the adventure of it, feeling the spirits on your body while you're doing it.
That's really, like digging up a body and just feeling it all over
no,
you while you're...
No, I think he means having sex with her and feeling the spirits all over their bodies
and
while they're fucking.
By spirits, you mean dead body
the dead
parts.
Bodies that are there.
Parts.
Well,
like limbs and shit.
You yeah. would just feel bad for mutilating a dead body and having all that.
Well, no, I would just feel weird that that's what it takes to get you off. Like, is that where this is going to have to go?
I guess.
You've gotten me off before.
I'm not talking. Whoa.
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 Well, you gave me
taking
that
it
look.
Personal.
Whoa. Are you cool?
You gave me that look. Like, yeah, bitch, I'm talking about you.
Whoa. Dead bodies in MySpace? Really?
I'm like, anyway.
You made it about you,
though. Do you want to talk about something? Are you okay?
No, I'm good. You just looked at me like, is that where we're going to have to go with this?
Well, I mean, like, is that what it takes?
But you just looked at me like, hey, are we going to go have to fuck with dead bodies to get you off?
Both you guys are over there. I wasn't necessarily looking
you
at
were
you.
Were staring at you. You're, yeah.
I think you're seeing that. Please continue.
Fuck. I think it's your turn, man.
Is it?
I mean, woman.
I mean, woman.
I see, well, I'm not really that into the sacrilegious heretic crazy thing. I'm not religious either, I just still respect those kind of places. I think it's really weird to do that. I'm Jewish, by the way.
There's still a fart.
I don't go to synagogue often, right. But I do enjoy a good Jew joke.
Right. I am a Jew to... Oh, too. My last name is Stein.
Cool! I was raised Mormon, however. That kind of sucks a lot. Then I grew a brain when I was 13 and realized it was a crock of shit. A big pot crock of crap.
Well, I never saw my dad or mom. I was raised in a foster home. I guess the saying is true, Jews are cheap.
Well, that sucks. My parents got divorced when I was 6. My dad's a scumbag. He's like $2,000 in debt and child support. He was abusive. Now I live with my mom and life is pretty swell.
I really don't fucking care. Cool, good for you. So what else do you like to do?
I can't read this anymore.
Come on. It's almost
is
done.
Is it?
It's almost done.
Watching movies, writing when I have the creativity spark, learning, told you I'm a geek, and talking to friends online, I guess. My life is pretty boring at the moment.
You're young. Get out and enjoy life.
Like,
fuck me in a graveyard.
Please.
I'm trying, but I'm kind of afraid to drive on the freeway, so that...
What the... Really?
Oh.
Well, then you're definitely not gonna fuck me in a graveyard, so I'm just gonna leave now.
Well, it sucks. Like, I live here, and there's just a highway all around where I live, and I can't get out. But I hope once I start school again, I'll make more friends, and then I can go out and party like a real teenager. And have sex and stuff.
I'll have to take you out sometime.
Yay. I think I'll pass. You're kinda not my type.
I'm kind of not into that whole having sex with dead people thing.
Yeah, and dudes that are like 33.
Good luck finding your dark queen, though. But I can tell you right now you won't find her in a gaggle of 18-year-old girls.
That's probably his best place.
Right.
I mean, cool, sit at home and be lame. Nah. And that's it.
What a prick.
I know.
Wow.
Total prick.
I'm glad
he was cool.
That.
He was just trying to get some. She's
he
just being
to
an 18-year-old.
But is that how you get some? Is that your A game? Did you learn that on the fucking pickup artist? Like, okay, you're gonna go on the internet, and I want you to type in www.myspace.com. Did you all write that down? This is going to come into play later. And then you're going to just be the baddest, most disgusting, gothic, vampire, fucking
yes.
Wolverine, cool thing ever, and talk about fucking dead bodies and shit. Okay, are you writing this down?
It's going to come into play later. I got a notepad file.
When you guys are my wingmen, and I roll into myspace.com, and you guys are like, sup. We're with him, no big deal. And what I'm like, hey, let's go fuck in a graveyard, hop on my fucking Honda Shadow 850, and let's fucking roll. Like, this. Wow. That's sad, I guess, that there's people like that out there.
Why was she even talking to him after he mentioned the graveyard thing? Or
just for
even
fun.
I think to just, yeah.
Just
for
to poke at it, I guess.
I can't wait to hear Matt read this in his awesome girl voice.
I can't wait to listen to this again, by the way, just because of you. You sound
that
like you have a nasal infection. Like,
I have my throat.
Hi, everybody. I'm a blah, blah.
It is killing me.
I like it how your voice changed all the time.
Yeah. It was great.
Okay, so we're going to do this thing we've been talking about. It kind of started out as a joke, but
right.
I guess there's more people that have...
That have the same
much,
joke?
Well, kind of.
That think it's funny also?
That think it could turn into something more than that. Remember, it was back when we were talking about the porno thing when...
The bailout?
Larry Flint and that fag from What's That Shit? The Girls Gone Wild thing.
Oh, right. I don't
when
know
they were
name.
Talking about, hey, all these guys are going to the government and being like, hey, give us some cash.
Right.
We are going to do the same.
Yeah.
For the porn industry.
And they got money.
Porn is important. Did they end up getting money?
I think they did.
I never looked. If really?
That's I'm guessing. Amazing. I'm not
wow.
sure,
Someone
though.
Someone should Google that and tell yeah. us. But that's awesome. So I got the idea, like, why don't we start a thing with all these podcasters and call it the Podcast Coalition or whatever. And we can go to the government and be like, yo, give us some of that money. And
yeah,
they'll
some
be
of
like,
that bailout money.
Right. We entertain people for free and shit, and we keep them from blowing their brains out, which every time someone kills themselves, that's less tax money you're going to get.
Right.
So you, it's in your best interest to keep all these people happy for free, and we do that, so give us some money.
We just make these people laugh, and they're
right.
It's all good.
So what we're going to do is actually start, like, a website, like a portal thing, so it's going to have everybody's show on there and links to everybody's, like, RSS feed and donate button and forums and all that shit, and it'll be, like, a big portal site for all these different shows. So
that are awesome.
Anybody
great.
That wants to fucking do that can email info@thejamhole.com. We so far got Stereo Radiation and Big Mouth's Podcast and us and...
Ear Candy
and Hot Cakes and anybody else that wants to get in on some of that government-free money.
Yes.
Money.
And some of
that.
This question of the week shit, too.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
So, yeah, do we want to answer that real quick?
Yeah, we should
do
that.
We looked at that. Okay,
I
this is for this week or?
This is this week, I
March
believe.
March 2nd. Okay. Do I have to read this? See, I should have all this printed out in front of me now that we have a printer. Okay. That was the one from last week.
Cool.
I'm glad I have it in, like, one email, and it's, like, this fucking long.
Nice.
And,
it's the last yeah. one.
Oh, right. Got it. Yeah.
It's in there somewhere, I swear.
See, these are... It's fine. This is just for the live show.
Right. Anyway. That's fine. They can deal with it.
See, these aren't it. Where is it? Do you have it?
Dude, I totally had it.
Well, then, why? You've, like, been sitting there reading
the
it and
fuck?
Shit, and
no,
I can't
I didn't
fucking
even
find
read
it. I hate you, Braden.
Here's the question of the week for March 9th.
Oh, it's that one?
Yes. Oh.
Hey, can I have that code red?
Jesus Christ. Thanks. Love you. Josh says it's going in my spank bank. Thank you. When
what
did
is?
He, I don't cool. know. It was an old... feedback.
Oh, this is it. Found it.
Fuck.
Says word up.
Oh, there's a clip too.
What?
There's a sound there's an audio
oh, is there?
Clip. Yeah.
Oh,
we can't play it.
I don't even have it on that computer.
All right.
Had a lot of fun rescuing Hershey Kisses from butt cracks last week on episode 20 of Ear Candy, which should drop tonight. Looking forward to hearing how y'all answered it. Here's the question for the week of March 9th. Which affliction would you rather live with for the rest of your life?
Ooh.
Would you rather have to wear a bolo tie and leather pants everywhere you go, thus making you the lamest guy ever and virtually unfuckable? Or would you rather only be able to be sexually aroused by Gallagher's comedy act?
What the?
Oh my god. I'm going to go with choice number one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Seriously.
The choice is yours. Oh, god. Would you rather have to explain to every sexual partner you'll ever have that you can only obtain an erection, become aroused, and or climax while watching someone smash watermelons with a novelty-sized mallet, or always dress like Toby Keith's asshole rhythm guitar player?
I'd rather never come or get laid than only get off to Gallagher's smashing watermelons.
Sticker says, I choose death.
Really? Well, you can't really do that.
He's buying his way out. He's like, I'm cutting the wrist. I'm not even going to answer this.
Well, what if you... Could you just change your sexual preference then? Like, I would just turn gay and walk around with those fucking bolo tie leather pants,
no.
And I would get ass all fucking day,
and it wouldn't matter. I'd sit at home and jerk off to Gallagher and come all I wanted, but at night I'd still, you know, fuck or whatever.
Yeah?
You can still fuck people. I just won't come until watch Gallagher bust open some watermelons.
Maybe you just have the Gallagher in your head while you're doing it.
Right.
And you don't tell anybody about it.
Or I'll watch
Gallagher.
That would Gallagher,
be much better than a bolo tie.
I'll watch Gallagher bust open watermelons while I fuck. And there you go. Problem solved.
I bet, too, that, like, on the internet, you could just Google, like, Gallagher watermelon fetish, and you could find a whole community of people.
I'm sure. Just a big forum.
Right. And you'd just be like, hey, I'm new here. What's up? And they're like, hey, we're going to go watch some Gallagher and have sex. And I'll be like, all right, let's do
it. Down. Yeah.
Because this actually gets me off. This is funny. This is actually the only thing that can get me off.
It's funny,
so
you should ask.
Go. Is that what maybe we should try, Brent?
Does it always have to come back to that?
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
It's about her again.
Are you okay? Is there something you really want to talk about? Because that's twice in one show.
Because you do it. You fucking, you're like, oh.
I even said Brayden that time.
I know.
I?
He did say
he
my
did
name.
He said Brayden.
But so?
Is your name Brayden?
He looked over at me.
Jesus Christ.
She's got some weird thing
going on. All
right,
well.
You're
Thank
giving
you
me a
guys
complex
very much
on
for
it.
That. I think we need to talk about something here. Somebody is...
Should we take a minute?
Yeah, we might need to. So, last night, we're sitting around, and what were we watching?
Do you know who
Peefer is?
Peefer?
12-ounce mouse Peefer?
Oh, yeah.
So we're watching Tim and Eric, because when I first met her, I remember I'm like, so do you like this? Do you like that? And she's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, do you like Tim and Eric Awesome Shows? She's like, God, I fucking hate those guys. And I'm like, fucking deposit in the bank if I'm going to use that later. And so last night, like now, you know, she's living here and shit, and I don't have to really impress her anymore, and I can just kind of do whatever, and she
be
lives
your
here. Right.
Normal, awful self.
Exactly. So I'm like, hey, let's watch. I got the fucking 4 new episodes of Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
Sweet.
I really like this.
I haven't seen it since it first came out. When it first came out, it really sucked, and I just fucking hated it. But
it isn't
too bad. It's kind of funny here.
Oh my god, the most awkward fucking show ever.
It's fucking weird.
So then we watched Xavier. Have you watched the new Xavier yet?
No, I haven't.
Those
really?
Were very disturbing.
I didn't like
Holy
the old ones.
Shit, dude. Just trippy
really?
As fuck.
Yeah.
Really?
So basically, what I'm trying to say is we get done, like, watching all this trippy shit. I think we ended up watching Chobits and stuff. And so we're watching all this just weird... It's not like, hey, let's get in the mood and go fuck and shit. It's like weird.
The first season of Xavier Renegade Angel and I didn't like it.
Really?
It was
really?
So
it's
fucking
stuff.
Weird.
The animation's just.
It's just
half,
so.
It's
just
like
that
video
dude,
game.
He bothered the
life,
snake thing.
Life,
and then, like, his legs bother me. I kind of like looking at him.
That's the whole exactly backwards what leg. She said.
Those legs creep me out and shit.
Exactly, they're creepy.
And Tim and Eric, like, arm. It's all that, like, real awkward, long
I like
cut.
That.
Early 90s yeah. clothing that's style.
That's weird, yeah,
like,
but that's
infomercial
cool.
shit.
So what happened? What's the matter?
I did passed you guys out on the couch again? And I no. woke up in the room.
Right.
Which was funny.
And my butt was sore. God damn it.
Fuck my life.
No, so we start doing it and stuff, and she's like, what'd you say?
I was kind of drunk. I honestly don't remember what I said. I really was.
A little bit.
That's why I was passing out on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
start dragging me in the room. And
because it was bedtime.
Yeah, so obviously what not.
What happened? Come on.
I think.
What happened?
You're going to have to explain it.
Are you mad that I came in your mouth? Is that what this is all about?
What did we do?
Because I remember
69?
You were like,
is that what we did?
I remember you were like, I don't like it, and that is fucking gross. Don't you ever do that. I'll fucking cut your balls off.
Well, I wasn't sure.
Like, just being very adamant about don't ever fucking do that. You can do a lot of things, but if you do that, holy fucking shit.
She does not want to talk about this on air.
So what happened? I think she does.
No,
she's brought it up twice now. And I've had to be like, whoa.
I wasn't
whoa.
Sure if you were getting that fucking close yet. I just didn't know. And then I fucking started. I was like, oh, crap. I know that taste. Back away. Back away.
Oh, fun. So, yeah, I didn't tell her. And no, it just happened. Didn't. And then you spit it all over the fucking me
I did
and the
not.
Bed. It was everywhere.
That's awesome.
I did not
appreciate that.
It was funny, though. But no, I wanted to do a 69 again because it seems like it's the only way to keep your head down there long enough. So
right, like 4 hours.
And then
hours.
You got off before I did. And I was pissed and whatever.
And like I said, I don't have to impress her now. So instead of like, oh, hey, baby, let me finish that tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what?
I'm
going
good.
To not saying that every night I will not, but now I don't. It's like not a fucking like, man, if I don't do this, she's not gonna like me anymore, and then she's not gonna want to like be my girlfriend, and then that's it. Like,
and now she's totally gonna play that card on you,
set in blood. It was so
you just
great.
You just need to stay on my invisible clit, you call it, and
mm-hmm.
and put a little more pressure on it and stay there.
You need to eat less and talk even lesser. Did I tell you what happened today?
I don't know if you're going to be able to.
Yes, I will. Today, my mother told me she needed a urine sample.
So she could pass her drug test.
To send in to the doctors to test for any allergies. Like allergies to THC,
right.
perhaps.
Or opiates, any other drugs.
Methamphetamines.
Right.
I have severe allergies to methamphetamines.
And opiates.
I did what she asked and went to my room, of course. I came downstairs later and found her in the bathroom putting my pee on a pregnancy test kit.
Oh, shit. She's like, is she really a whore? Is she a whore? I know it.
Oh, really? I was thinking, like, she had... Oh, whoa. I was totally thinking
I think
that
of drugs.
She had to use her daughter's pee to show, like, her boyfriend, like, look, I'm not pregnant,
oh.
even when she really...
Ooh,
oh,
that's
I didn't
a good
think
thing to see
yeah, I didn't even think that.
I'm
like,
not pregnant, honey, look.
I just assumed that she knew her daughter was a whore.
Right.
So, I mean, that's
how she was just making sure.
Fuck my life. Today I had a job interview. I stopped to take a pee in the lobby before I went in. You know, can't get the job if you're just pissing in the lobby.
I know. You gotta go use the bathroom.
Duh. I relaxed a bit too much at the urinal and accidentally farted. It did not smell good at all. I proceeded to chuckle about it like a 5-year-old.
Yes!
You know I was doing that too, like,
oh, yeah,
every time, at the same time, like, oh my god, this is awful. It's like... I just farted.
No, but someone's only going to hear
fart jokes are funny still. Yes!
I can't wait till this guy gets busted and he says, fuck my life.
Oh, man. I proceeded to chuckle about it. The guy that had been next to me at the urinal was the interviewer. Fuck my life.
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
He's like... Oh, and, yeah,
just
right
laughing
there.
At it. You're like, well,
could you imagine he walks in and, like, you know, sits down and waits in the waiting room to get his interview and then walks into the office and he's, oh, you.
Oh,
it's you.
I gotta go through an interview.
Like, I
with
didn't
you.
Know that was him at first in there. You're just like, God, coming up, he talked to his secretary. He's like, man, I just had the rudest fucking kid in the urinal last
oh, your 3 o'clock interview's here. Oh, he just, bring him in.
Oh,
he walks
oh,
in.
Hello,
no.
Newman. Hey. Today, my white mother-in-law called. Whoa. Is that important?
My white mother-in-law?
You have to mention. Okay.
Is that.
Okay.
Today, my white mother-in-law called our house phone since I'm.
Not the black one, the white one.
The white
I'm
one.
Chilean.
Caucasian.
What? I'm Chilean? Chilean?
I'm chilling.
Chilean?
I'm chilling.
Oh, I'm chilling. Since I'm chilling and have a fairly heavy accent, she. I don't think that's right.
Chilling. Weird.
Kinda works.
Like, hey, man.
From Chile. From Chile.
Oh.
Right. I'm chilling.
She mistook me for the cleaning lady and scolded me for answering the phone. Before I could correct her, she said, "This is why only white people should be allowed in America," and hung up.
Oh! What a snatch!
Your maid's a bitch!
Holy crap.
Wow.
Fuck.
Today I was talking to my mom about who I wanted to ask to porn.
To prom.
Prawn. Sorry.
To prawn?
Right, to prom. I told her the names of the girls I was thinking of asking, and she replied, "They'll say no, but you can always go with one of your cousins." Fuck my life. That sucks. Yeah. Better your cousin than your mom.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Today, my best friend resolved things with her boyfriend after he had admitted to cheating on her.
Hmm.
But hey, they're cool. I asked him. I'm like, are you cool?
He's like,
are
I'm
you
cool.
cool?
I'm cool.
Okay. You guys can be cool.
We would.
That, yeah, that's par for the course. I felt really guilty because I drunkenly hooked up with her boyfriend last month. Oh,
it was me. She cheated on you with me.
And it was great.
But, hey, are you still cool? Are you still... No, you're not.
Shit.
Sorry.
Oh, she said, I felt better when he told
me... Oh, really?
What? Are you cool?
Whoa.
Is this... She now sends us the edited version of the fucking...
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Wait, how bad is our lag on this? Like, were we just now getting done with that bit, or...
There's no lag.
Okay.
Absolutely none.
Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
And
it starts from the top, too.
Cool, that would have helped.
That's cool.
Yeah,
thanks.
I'm not reading that again.
No, I'm good.
She said, I felt better when he told me that the girl was extremely ugly and bad in bed. Mm. She never comes. Fuck my life. Would that make you feel better, really? Thanks, Mom. Today, my mom called me and told me I got accepted to my first choice college. Go me. I got really excited and asked her to read me the letter. As she started to read the letter, she said, oops, never mind, I lied, fuck my life. Today, my mother and I went to Walmart to buy pads.
Like, okay.
For your brakes.
Pads?
Brake pads?
Probably
for your vagina?
Oh! Those. People still use those?
Some?
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's like walking around with a diaper.
I see them at the store.
No, I know. It just seems like, okay, back in the day, pads was all you had. There was no such thing as a tampon.
Right.
And then one day, some dude went to his wife and was like, check this out. It's like 10 fucking Q-tips all wrapped up in one. Try
just
this.
Stick it in there.
Yeah.
It's out of the way.
She's like, that works good, but... Is a, can you make like a string?
How can
or
I get it out?
I can, yeah, how do
I just pull it out with the string?
Wear pads to bed or something.
And
crap.
Thus the tampon was
it's
invented.
So dumb.
See, you always learn with us. I lost my spot. Oh, pads. Right.
Oh, this guy wanted you to show your penis.
My penis.
I don't
or
know.
Your penis.
He just said show penis, show penis.
Yeah, and then he got banned, which is. Good.
Yeah, I was kind of. You should have left him for a little while.
If they will donate money, like that's fine. I mean. It's
yeah, I mean, you can't
money,
show nudity on here.
I will be a prostitute.
You never see
it.
People
Ooh,
show
shit.
Nudity on here, but we could.
Except earlier in the
That's
pre-game
true. There was,
warm-up.
There was boobies.
There was boobies.
There was boobies.
How often is there boobs
show
on live video?
Show up for the
video?
Pre-game show. You can see boobies. Boobies on the gym.
Yeah, don't ban people so fast like that. It's kind of fun sometimes.
Well, I mean, if it's like 100 times,
well, yeah.
like, okay, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he... Yeah, okay.
So, me and my mom, pads, Walmart.
Right. Got it.
I suggested I get tampons instead so that I can go swimming at my boyfriend's cottage. Boyfriend has a cottage. Cool. Does he have a cauldron? Oh, God. My mother then goes to the nearest store employee and asks, excuse me, if my daughter excuse me, sir.
Yes.
If my daughter uses a tampon, does that mean she is no longer a virgin?
No. No?
What?
That's a dumb
is that a real question?
Well, because you put it up in your twat hole.
Does it...
If a penis has never been in there, then a tampon's
the first...
But what's
the definition of no longer...
Breaking your hymen.
Miss, exactly. Does she have a hymen still?
Is it broken from said
hold on,
tampon?
Let me check. Honey, do you have a hymen what, Mom? I'm never going to Walmart with you again.
Chickadee says, no. I was told when I was younger that you can break your hymen just from horseback riding or something.
Yeah, my friend broke hers riding a bike.
Your friend lied and she's
just
a slut.
I was with her.
She took that
no,
whole
No, she
seat.
Fell on the bike thing, jammed up her twat.
Oh, well, if it's in fucking insertion, no shit.
It's like if she just got
and then
fucked.
She took it out of hers and jammed it in my twat, and then we went twat
totally,
to twat. Like the-
I totally saw Viola chick just mouth,
woo!
Ouch.
What?
What?
Nothing. What? No, what did you
I
say?
Said I totally saw Viola chick just mouth, ouch, right when you said that.
Oh my god.
Right? Like, that's a lot of impact.
Oh, that's a
that's,
lot.
You can
that's
lose your virginity.
Deep,
that's a big seat.
That's Deep Impact Part 2. Straight to video.
Fuck.
Oh, today I was rubbing my dog's belly. Little friendly game of Red Rocket. He seemed to be enjoying it. His penis came out.
Fully.
What does that
full
mean?
Extension.
Came out? I don't understand.
Or fully
that.
Erect?
Came out of the
right, but
thing.
Came. What?
Little Red Rocket thing.
Whoa, perv.
Holy shit.
Dogs' wieners are
Jesus!
In there. They come out. I have three dogs.
So does that work?
I'm done. I'm done.
Have
are
you
we tried?
Ever going to hear anything about that ever again? Ever.
Once you make me come every time, I'll talk a lot about it.
Oh, my boyfriend was walking by. I'm petting the dog, boner fully, what'd you say? Fully extended.
Fully extended.
Boner dog fully
full extension.
Extended. He said, well, at least you turned someone on.
Oh!
At
he's
least you
funny.
Got someone
he
off.
Has his own podcast. It's called Big Mouths. That's funny.
At least you know you can make someone
smile.
Come, though.
I know. Today I decided to lighten my hair. I applied the dye and waited 20 minutes. When I went to wash the dye out, the water would not turn on. Do you live here?
Yeah, you know how long I had to wait in there?
Like 10 minutes.
I was no, it got cold and it got really hot, cold and really hot. And I didn't touch it, and then the water pressure went up and then down and up and then down and up.
Right, because
I was so afraid to get in.
I did that when I first moved in here, like, it would, before I knew the actual inner workings of that hunk of shit, like, I'd get in there and I'd turn it on, and it'd be super fucking hot, but I'd get in anyway,
yeah.
And then I'd turn it cold, and then it'd get, like, ice
freezing.
Cold, so I'd turn it all the way hot,
I jumped out of the
and
shower.
Then it would, like, burn my shit, and I'd be like, I'm done, fuck it.
Where's the sink?
So then, like, I started learning, like, you gotta not get right in it first, and then I got it, like, you'd do it little by little,
yeah,
and then
tiny,
you'd wait,
tiny bit.
And then you'd get it nice, and then you'd get in, and then it'd go cold, and you'd be like, fuck my life.
Yeah, it
I hate
it
that
sucked.
Thing.
I got
it.
In it, and it was nice and warm, and then it got freezing cold. I jumped out of the shower. That's probably when you heard me in there going, oh my god.
Sometimes I go down there, and I'll just yell at the hot water heater, just in case that whole the secret thing is true. I want to make sure I get all of my rage, like, just right in that spot so everyone else that showers, it comes actually into them and then they have shitty days also.
Okay.
It'll work, if that's true.
Chickadee said, my dad jerked off our German Shepherd. He also
he also
enjoyed bestiality porn. My mom caught him watching horse-on-girl porn. He also put lipstick around his nipples. You gotta be making that up.
My mom has a German Shepherd.
You're just making all that
I
up.
Should I wonder?
Wow.
That always does, like in any bestiality video you ever see online. That seems to be the dog of choice for these weirdos. It's always the German Shepherd, not the little pussy
one.
Hey,
the German's the good stuff.
That's fucking
oh my
hey,
God.
Dude. The dog's
Like also, like Viola yeah. Chicks. So many levels of ew.
Is ew.
That's so, why we're talking about it.
Dye applied, waited, water, not happening.
After
my head started to burn, because that will happen.
That will happen.
I called the landlord in a panic. I wish I could play that call for you guys right now.
But I wish we had
but
it.
But nay, I cannot. Turns out there was a water main break, and the entire city block doesn't have water, so it's not just me. Fuck my life.
Go to a fucking
Today,
lake.
I decided to do a load of laundry. What?
Go to a lake. Go, like, see somebody's pool.
In the wintertime.
Yeah. Or go find, I don't know, do something.
I'll just go swim in the ice. Cool.
Or I'll go find ice, put it in the where oven. The water main broke, and then I'll just go there.
Yeah there you go.
There you go.
You know what? There's water in the toilet. Fuck, stick your head in
Not
there.
Not the warmest.
I had peed right before I actually got
Well, that
the
was...
Shower.
Well, you should have flushed.
It won't flush now. Today, I decided to do a load of laundry. 2 minutes into the cycle, I realized that I left my iPod in my sweatpants pocket.
Oh.
That would be sad.
It would.
I would probably shed tears.
Mine's
like
almost
real...
breaking
oh, hey,
anyway, but I'd still
here's...
cry.
Legitimate tears.
Yeah, are you gonna read that?
Here's a fuck my life from one of our fans.
Oh, please!
Filthy Phil says, I drunk on Jaeger and was stripped down by actual strippers and had my nipples painted with pink lipstick and Polaroids were taken. Fuck my life.
Nice! That's amazing!
That is wow. terrible.
Were they then distributed to all of your friends and or relatives?
I wish I had video
via team. Facebook.
Yes.
that's what Facebook's good for.
That's all it's yes, for. Please.
Today
How
I was
many
having...
Mountain Dews did you pound?
He's
There's nothing to drink. That's why I have the
Rockstar.
Well,
you
rock should have
told me about Rockstar.
The
I
big
got
ones?
Rockstar.
Well, I
was just thinking of me
water.
When I got Mountain Dew. Oh my god, dude, I'll give you $5.
$5?
To drink all of it.
$5. Are we taking up a collection?
Well, to take
I also bought you, like, you know,
that's
a bunch of Dew.
I haven't changed this, like, since I filled it up.
I never wish that upon somebody.
That's so
I brought you
that's
home
so
dinner.
Gross.
I want to see it again. Let's do it. No.
I will vomit. What? I will do it for like $100. I won't do it for
so
anything
much.
Less than that. I'm good.
If
there's $100 in the PayPal account by
about,
the end of the show, I will fucking
drink it. What about $30?
And I'll make a no, because that's fucking nasty.
$50.
No, $100. I'll fucking do it.
That's not gonna happen.
There's more than 10 people there. That's $10 a piece. $100.
No.
I'll fucking do it. Otherwise, I don't care.
That would be awesome.
Gross. That's fucking nasty.
Okay,
dude.
Seriously,
everybody donate $10.
$10.
No,
100. He will seriously.
I will just take down the jamhole.com/donate right now, and then I won't have.
If
to
you
do
donate $100, he will have to drink.
Today,
the bomb water.
I was having birthday dinner. Moving on with my bitch girlfriend and her fucking parents. When her dad asked what I got her, she replied. He said he was going to give me a pearl necklace when we get home. Ha 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 ha! I realized then that my girlfriend did not know what I meant by. Pearl necklace. Fuck my life. Do we all know what pearl necklace? You don't get that.
I do.
What you had in your mouth.
The semen
yeah.
on
the
neck.
In
the
shape
pearl
of a pearl necklace.
It's a pearl necklace.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I hate that.
Okay. Today I got back from my apartment to my apartment from being
from
out. From being away
from
for the
there.
Past week on
right.
spring break. Right. I found... That's good weed. I found the locks on my apartment changed and all my things on the curb. Huh.
Hmm.
Many of them broken
Kicking
or stolen.
Out.
What? Kicking you out, bitch. Many of them broken or stolen. I ran to the leasing office to see what had happened. Turns out, all my stuff. It was an accounting error on their part. Oops.
Oops.
Fuck my
Sorry.
Life. Sorry. Hey, all that cool stuff you had. Bye. Bye.
Peace out.
It's gone. People don't care anymore.
Hope you didn't like that stuff.
That's more proof. People are like, what's your account number?
No.
Account closed. Have a nice day. Like, that's all they fucking do. What do you want to eat, Junior?
Here's
fucking Frosties with pissy, nasty
ketchup.
Mop bucket water in it and have a nice fucking life.
God.
And the last one for tonight. Today,
are we really on the last one?
Yeah, this is
the last
one today.
Fuck my life.
What time is it?
It's an hour and 12
that's
minutes.
That's right, that's plenty of time. Today, my mom decided to give me a solid reason for not having premarital sex. I couldn't read the rest of the sentence. She told me that my future husband will want me to be tight for our first time.
Hmm.
Hey, honey. Yeah? Are you tight?
I don't know. How many kids do we have? How many kids do we have?
Can you fit one or two up there? What? The whole... Oh, dear.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not good.
Can I see the pregnancy test? My mom and I were on a ski lift. The ride lasted 10 more uncomfortable minutes. Could you imagine that? Like, you and your mom chilling. You're a chick. You have a vagina. A vussy. That's a vagina pussy for those of you in the no-no.
A pussy.
And, like, right. The whole ride, you guys are just talking about how tight or lack thereof right. tightness it is or is not. But you can't get off, dude. That's
no,
fucking 20
that's
feet.
It. You're stuck in that conversation that's, for oh, another yeah. 20 minutes.
Mom!
Can we talk
Mom,
about
no.
something else?
I'll show no. you yours. You just shut the fuck up for 10 minutes.
MVS says I would jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought there's some spots up on the mountain.
We're
that
high
when
enough.
It's deep, or it's like you're high enough up, but
some
it's
fresh
deep
powder.
Enough snow that you can
you
do
just
it.
Jump, and I'll just ride down.
I've seen it done. So, we should just do some news since we didn't do any news last episode.
Can we do a few confessions?
Do you want to do a few confessions?
Just do a few.
All right. Even though, Father, forgive
yes?
me, Father.
Fuck.
Fuck
I'm going to have to forgive
fucking
you.
Fucking forgive me, Father, for I have fucking sinned.
It's been a while since you've confessed.
What's today? Monday? Tuesday
It
now?
Is Monday. Maybe it's
4 days.
Tuesday.
It it's 4 days. No, it wasn't
Wednesday.
Friday.
No.
6 days.
Yeah.
10 days.
Damn.
Well, confess.
You're behind.
11 days.
Used to, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'd come to me.
I used to.
What's
He's
going on?
Faith.
Hey, I don't have to impress you anymore, Father. I've moved on. I found other fathers. Even though, Father, you'll get judged and picked on no matter where you go. You're a priest. That happens. I'm sorry for that. Has anyone else felt like they just wanted to move far away and start anew? Have you ever felt that way?
Mm.
Just need to get out of here.
I just need to get out of this
need
place
to start
and start over.
Over
and
start,
new,
I'm not fresh.
New beginnings.
I'm in a
Why
rut.
Why do you think I'm here?
Is that it? Have to get away
well,
from Florida?
No, I moved back to Florida and then everything started to really suck. And I was like, well, I don't really know that many people in Montana. So let's just go back because my family was here and stuff. So, yeah.
You know why I did it?
Hmm.
I don't want to be alone when feeling this way, and it seems as if the people on this site who are anonymous, they understand more than the people who actually care about me. Because the people that actually care about me, they actually don't care about me.
See, and the people on Group Hug give me hugs. Thumbs up. And my real friends don't give
Some
me hugs.
Some of them, they give me negative hugs.
They
but hey,
they take
my
away
real
my
friends,
hugs.
They don't even fucking do that either.
Yeah, they don't even take away hugs. At
Fuck.
Least they do something.
I wish that confession was from you. That last one. I wish it was yours and
it,
not mine.
It was mine.
But I know it wasn't because I wrote it. It was
oh,
mine.
Sorry.
I hugged it a couple times to get,
I
get
hugged
it a good
it too.
Start. Like a bump.
Right.
Like a forum bump. I just
bump. Still
bump,
here.
Bump it up. At this moment, you're probably drinking me and our memories away. I thought
yes.
you were like just drinking me. What?
I'm what? Actually drinking
and
your
our memories away.
Are you Jesus Christ?
Yes. It's my cross. But you know that promise I made you. Do you remember it?
No. What did you promise me?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh.
It doesn't matter because I can't keep it. Nobody could. I promised you things I could not deliver. I promised you that I would take out my heart and continue to live. I can't make that promise. I need my heart
Don't
to live.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
I need you to stop bumping that mic stand
Sorry.
To live also.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. That was my
but
bad.
More than that, I need this heart. Or else I cannot live. I'll be miserable forever if I wake up tomorrow and still remember you. I love you, babe.
I love you too.
That's sad. I can't make it through How to Save a Life Without Crying. What's that? How to Save a... Is that a
save
book?
Save a Life Without Crying?
No, I can't what? Make it through, quote, How to Save a Life, end quote, without crying.
Oh.
Like, without me crying. What is that?
I
a
don't
movie?
Know.
Book?
Musical? How to Save
book.
A Life?
Okay.
It's a song by Snow Patrol.
Oh, are you serious? Oh,
really?
Yeah, well, that's what Chickadee said.
Okay, oh. I'll say, I'm sorry. I know I made your life hell, even though I didn't mean to. It was an accident. Oops.
I'm sorry.
I did it again.
I didn't mean it.
Oops.
Oh, my God.
Come on, that's a... Just because I heard that song so many times on the radio today. Makes me want to blow my brains out.
What are you doing listening to the radio?
Well, at the office, because I'm trying to stay at work till 5 o'clock now, but I still get, even, I get my shit done at like fucking 2 or 3, so I sit there and I fucking fuck around on Facebook mobile and fucking reader and shit, and like they play the radio, and it's that fucking Womanizer song and that fucking F-U-C-K me song, that fuck all day, and I just... Sorry.
I hate the radio, too.
You know it's
too.
Bad when I'm slipping it into my fucking comedic dialogue here.
Dude, the songs on the radio get stuck in my head because I have to hear it at work, too.
All I did was love you. And because one person felt our love wrong, your world was turned upside down. You felt our love and it made you mad. You know why? You felt it wrong. You're not feeling it right.
How
like
do I feel
this.
It right?
Wow.
Like this.
I love you.
And you were forced to stop fucking me! It says blank me, but I assume that it was fucking. Insert whatever word you feel for your emotions. Fucking?
Fucking?
Fucking. Fucking.
Fucking's a good word to fill a blank with.
Fucking A. Fucking's a good word to fill more than a blank with.
Stickers says my friend pissed me off, so I jizzed in his coffee.
Are you for real?
It's so off the top of my head.
Is that for real?
It's what he wrote.
Is that real?
Did that actually happen? No joke.
That's awesome.
And then Chickadee says, extra cream.
You have a camera phone next time. You have to video that. You can actually send videos.
I don't
want to
watch him jizz in a coffee cup.
Shut up. Don't take this away from me. You can actually take videos you make on your camera phone and send it from your phone to thejamhole.com/forums. Did you
really
know that?
Yes. No.
Amazing technology nowadays.
I'm going to figure out how to do that.
I'd give anything, yes, I'd give anything to go back and revoke that teenage lust and keep my kisses above the neck, not below. Because I went below the neck, and you know what else is down there? Besides
vagina,
the bottom of the neck?
Boobs.
A penis.
And a penis.
A penis. I'd give anything for you to be in my arms tonight. If I could be in your arms tonight.
Is that even a song?
Oh, I don't know. God. What's that song? You
I'm
know
dying
what I'm thinking
in your
of.
Arms tonight.
That's the one.
What song is
Must
that?
Must have been something I said.
Oh, man. Say, is this the kid that quoted the song lyrics? It got more hugs than anything. A piece of my heart will always belong to you. It will never be whole again, because you have that piece. And I'm not an Indian giver. But honestly, I'm okay with that, because it bonds us forever. Forever. Forever.
Forever.
No.
That's how men still do around here. Yep.
You're done.
Even years from now, when we lose touch... Whoa. Like a loose touch.
Right.
Right. L-O-O-S.
Like loose.
A loosey-goosey. When we move on with life and kids and work and strife. That rhymed. We are bonded. We are James bonded. It is surreal life to love a person this much. And surreal life to feel as much pain from such a joyful emotion.
Is that it?
For that one. Oh. I'll read one more and we'll some news.
Okay, do that.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I think I have depression.
I'm depressed. We're all a little...
I'm depressed.
We're kind of in a depression.
I think I have... my wallet is always
empty. I think I have depression like our economy.
I'm getting gouged at the pump. My wallet's empty all the fucking time. Got laid off from the post office for having cloudy piss. Damn.
Drugs, the only thing keeping me going.
Damn.
I have no money.
I think I have on and off for over 2 years. I'm only in high school. Whoa.
Ouch.
Skirt. I didn't even get a job at the post office yet. I'm in high school. Why do I feel so sad, Brayden?
I don't know. What's wrong? What's wrong in your life?
Well, I'm scared. I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
I'm scared of prescription drugs, Brayden.
But why are you depressed?
Because my life sucks. That's besides the point.
That is the whole point.
I'm scared to get prescription for it because that means I have a problem.
To smoke weed.
I have a problem if I have to get prescription drugs.
Weed. You don't have to get prescription for that.
I want to get over it without pills. And I don't want to tell anyone. I think about suicide a lot.
Like
every day, like every fucking office I go into, and they're like, "Good enough for you out there." Yes. Oh, I swear to God, dude, one of these days. I don't think I would ever do it though, but it seems so easy and relieving. I hate myself for thinking that. Where's the quarter?
I don't know.
All right, call it in the air.
Heads.
Mm?
Tails, it's going to be.
It is heads.
Oh, what?
Read.
No.
Force.
I don't even want to. I'm not expecting it now.
This is episode 164. While he's finding his story, take a moment. Go to thejaml.com/vote. Give us a vote. You got your story?
I got it.
Go.
This one is called Police Find Mentally Disabled Man Filthy Starving.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's called.
What? Really?
Yes.
That's a headline?
Police find mentally disabled man filthy and starving.
Wow. Because, you could go to any fucking...
And if he's a mentally disabled person, isn't he filthy and starving
right,
by default?
I deliver to, three fucking people that this perfectly describes it. I'm not calling the news hey, there's a retard over here in his own shit and piss, and he's got a little kid.
And he's on drugs.
No shit. That's
pills.
Just, I see it all
That's
the time.
Everyone.
That's par for the course.
Wow.
Okay, maybe it's something else happens.
Maybe. In East Texas... husband and wife were arrested on charges of injury to a disabled Friday after authorities found a mentally disabled man locked in a filthy room of their home.
Right.
What?
He kept him prisoner.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you know, with normal people, how after a while of being kept prisoner, you develop that Stockholm Syndrome thing?
Right.
And you start to, you're not really a prisoner, and they start to let you go more and more off
and you,
handcuff fucking
Like in
chair.
Lost. They did that in Lost.
So do you think if you did that with a retard, would it be more accelerated? You wouldn't
I don't know.
Even
He's
have
kind of retarded.
You'd go in there and be like, look at the ball, look at the ball. They'd be like, yay, you're my daddy!
I don't know.
It wouldn't even really be
You'd have to do it. Differently.
Prisoner. I love you.
What?
What did you say? That was the best one yet. I'm giving that a ding.
Oh, it was good. I can't even read now.
So, off the cuff, off the top of your head real quick, can you really think of any solid uses for having a retard just right there at your ready.
Just entertainment.
Okay, retard,
yeah, entertainment.
Go! And then
just shits everywhere.
Yeah, shit runs out.
It'd
oh,
just be like having
pants.
A dog you don't like.
Yeah, but you can actually kick this one and
well,
stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's retarded.
Right, I don't know. It's not going to make any noise. Roy and Lee Johnson were taken into custody at a Tyler fast food restaurant around noon. Police attempting to serve a warrant on an unrelated matter at the couple's home Wednesday discovered a man clad in an adult diaper hanging to his knees locked in a room covered with filth.
I'm sorry, I have to say this. Phil says, Frankin' Beans!
Frankin' Beans!
Every time he said retard, that's all that went in my head. Frankin'
Beans!
I didn't think my big ball.
So he had a diaper hanging to his knees filled
what?
With
what
shit.
Right, but what were they doing at a fast food restaurant? Was he picking them up from work, or...
No, they were eating at the fast food restaurant.
Oh, see, okay.
They were picked
up there.
I love
it when retards work at fast food.
Yeah,
I don't
well,
think
I was,
he has
they,
a job.
They took him there to see his other retard friends.
He doesn't have any
Hi,
friends.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Junior Baker, ketchup only. That's a little joke we have. Because we put everything on everything.
Because I don't listen to anything.
I just pooped.
Okay.
Thank you, babe.
The police was... Wait, excuse my face. The place was sickening, and the sight of the man reminded me of a wild animal.
That's not nice. No. Tomorrow, part two, the paper issues a apology.
Right, we are sorry. Here's your coupons.
Yeah,
upon being released from the room, the man ran to the kitchen and tried to eat frozen bacon and a TV dinner through the box. Like, so he was so hungry.
Still nothing out of the ordinary here.
He was so retarded, he just ate... It's like when you give a retarded piece of candy and he just eats the wrapper, too.
You know that... Whoa. You're not supposed to eat the...
No.
Really?
Wait.
I just been, like, fucking just...
Skittles don't have wrappers.
Oh.
Dude.
That
fuck me.
Gross.
Family members told officials they kept him confined so he wouldn't steal their food.
He's a retard. He just eats all the time. They do. That's what they say. That retarded people, they pick just one thing and they just go with it. Like,
yeah.
No matter what it is.
That's true.
They just... Anything.
The man was identified as Lee Johnson's brother, Kerry Cotton, and estimated to be in his mid-40s. It was difficult to get... Well, so he was actually, like, 19 in, like, human years or whatever, but in retard years he was 40.
Right, that's... Yeah, that's about right.
That's 40 retard years, mid-40...
Midlife crisis.
Right.
Right.
Not human years. Okay. It was difficult to get details from Cotton because he was... has trouble speaking, right, because being retarded and all.
Right. They're like, you're telling me nothing new here, dude.
Dude, freaking bad.
We don't ever talk to him. Like,
no.
You can't do it.
He's
you...
retarded. He doesn't talk. It's just, dude, you've seen that. That's all. That's all he can say.
Right.
Chandler police were looking for Roy Johnson, who was wanted on felony theft charges when they discovered Cotton. Johnson wasn't home, but... officers noticed an odor coming from inside the house when a teenage girl answered the front door.
They're like, no, that's cool. That's just his girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
Hey,
there's just shit everywhere. Don't mind that smell.
Yeah, you know what, though? I guarantee their house looked like that before they fucking kidnapped the retard.
Right.
But that's just how we roll.
You think they were just keeping the retard to collect the money? So we can get some more money?
Yeah, probably. You get extra, because, like, retards are extra strong. When you have
right.
one, they give you extra money.
Extra. Retards are more expensive because of all their problems and all.
Right.
So
higher maintenance. They're
right.
like a girlfriend with fake titties and shit that you
yeah.
gotta constantly keep pumping money
so
into.
You need more money
right.
to pay for that.
Right.
So that's totally it.
But
I
that's
swear.
Is that for that story? That's good that the government.
I don't know. They went to jail on like $100,000 bond,
right?
Some other shit. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well,
it's
that's
just some retard, you know.
Thank you.
It's another retard.
We try to laugh at retards at least once a month here on the Jam Hole. This one is called "Cops Shut Down Pirate Radio Station That Broadcasts Information on Gangs, Prostitution."
Hmm.
And you know where this comes from?
Our most fucked up state?
Our most fucked up state, Florida. Orlando, Florida, a pirate radio station broadcasting from South Orlando that officials say announced information on criminal gangs and promoted where to buy drugs was shut down last night, and two men, uno, dos, have been
right.
arrested.
Two.
So, that just, like, pirate radio station, you're broadcasting, you're like, welcome to W Balls, for lack of a better fucking term. We're not trying to be original, we're just trying to sell some hoes and some dope, that's
yeah,
all we're doing.
Just trying to help out our local
so
gangs.
So, you turn on your microphones and you hook them up to a mixer at first, because you don't know if you're going to really want to keep
right,
doing this,
you're just going to feel it out, see if you like it.
Yeah, just trying it out,
just
man.
Feeling it out,
like,
see where
hey,
she goes.
We'll name it Street Heat.
Okay. Sounds good.
Street Heat.
I like it.
Hey, have you heard?
I've heard.
The word is on the street. Street Heat.
Street Heat's arrived.
The pirate radio station dubbed Street Heat broadcasted live advertisements referencing games.
Florida officials shut down pilot radio. Holy shit! Yeah, Big Mouth podcast has that same story, but
gee,
like
thanks,
all printed
there goes
out.
My story.
Oh, gee, sorry. Thanks, there goes my story.
That's
huh?
He's ripping it up.
Oh, he's ripping it up,
you guys.
Oh, we got this one from
I'll
Distorted.
Beat you.
We got this from Distorted View, so it's fine.
Sorry.
We can all do the same story.
Yeah, it's fine.
Really
you can totally
to.
Do it.
You just
got to
put a different spin on it.
That's right. You can't make fun of it like that's what we're doing. Illegal narcotics. Like, See, now I can't even make fun of this because he's sitting there going, what are you going to say?
No,
I'll say it. What are you going to say? Fuck you.
I bet I can think something better.
I hate that. I hate, like, when I'll be listening to something and, like, they'll be reading something.
Now,
and then I'll say something and then they'll say that same thing. I'm like, oh, I knew it!
Stop!
Damn you! So, Street Heat broadcasted live advertisements referencing gangs promoted to where to buy illegal narcotics or solicit prostitution, and offered gang-related advice, such as how to hold a flag, how to fold a flag or bandana, according to the sheriff's office. So they're like, if you're going to be rolling out in the streets, representing your colors, what's that you claiming?
You were banging pink the other day.
I was representing pink.
Pink.
Like, this is how you fold your colors.
Right.
If you're going to wear pink, you got to know how to fucking fold that shit. If you need drugs, because you have to be high out of your fucking mind to fucking do this, you're going to need some drugs.
Yes.
And whores, I mean, just obviously.
Well, obviously.
That just goes without saying.
If I'm getting
hand
some drugs.
Hand.
Right. And folding bandanas.
Right.
Because
those
some
are my
whores.
Colors.
Exactly. Hey. What's that you claiming?
I don't know, man.
West Side.
Hey. West Side. 18th Street, dog.
Yes.
What? You had a reason why you were wearing the pink bandana the other day. I was curious about that. Why'd you... What was with the pink bandana?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't
you never
there something
it?
About why you were wearing it?
I was wearing it in... Because yesterday, or on that show that day, I was sitting here bored, and I was looking through live video, and I'm like, huh, I wonder what other shows are out here doing things that, like, have a certain amount of viewers
right,
and subscribers.
Right, like a lot.
So I saw this bulletin by this one thing called, like, Bones Something Show, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what this is. And that's that one I showed you with that dude.
And the
he had,
nasty
like,
chick?
The gun with that big, fat, like, heroin-looking, but she was fat.
And
like,
she's all, like,
all
rubbing
just,
her tits and
yeah,
shit.
Like, scratching like, her fucking twat, just yeah. Like, are you almost done? I'm fucking hungry.
No,
like,
but she
shut
was also,
up,
like, rubbing her tits, like, yeah, I'm hot, check
yeah.
me out. She's
and
all nasty.
Gross. The dude had a fucking bandana on, and I looked at that, and I was like, huh, I wonder if that's why he's getting so many fucking views.
Maybe it's
so,
the bandana.
To make fun, right, I was like, huh, we got a pink bandana, so
right.
I wore it. And we did actually get
did
quite
get,
a few views.
Yeah,
so.
More yeah. than usual?
Yeah.
Would
well,
you say?
It had skulls.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
Like it was
between
cool.
the skulls
in
and
the pink.
And the pink,
the
definitely.
Pink set off those skulls,
and the
man.
Fact that it was a bandana.
Right, on your head.
Right. I, right. It, I just thought I'd try it out.
Cool.
So. It looked pretty sexy.
I thought so. I fell asleep with it on.
I know.
I had sex with it on.
No, you didn't.
2-week investigation by the Sheriff's Office, Gang Unit, and the Federal Communications Commission. That's the FCC.
Mm.
Right. We don't. Right. Do you know who they are?
No, I never heard of them.
I don't know. I know
FCC.
Game recognized game. I know that. I see you. I see her. I don't see the FCC anywhere.
FCC.
I saw FVCC today
right.
when I was out delivering.
Yeah,
but.
I fed FVCC
yeah.
today.
I Twittered that shit on thejavel.com/Twitter. There was all, like, a bunch of fucking kids, like, my age and younger, wearing, like, full-on suits and shit. Walking around the college, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I saw some lady pushing a cart. I'm like, what's with all these kids here? And she's like, oh, it's a young business, like the 4-H, but for fucking business, like the Young Farmers of America,
right.
but for business.
Right.
It was that thing, and they were having a meeting there. And,
yeah.
yeah,
guess where they decided to
and
eat after the meeting?
All of them that I saw.
200
yeah,
people
dude.
All walked in at once into my restaurant. I had to cook for
and
all those people. I was the only cook there.
She poisoned every one of them.
Yes.
No, actually, I rocked it out. It was
right.
great.
But you think, like, business meeting. Like, what are they teaching you right now? Like, don't invest, and
yeah.
this is how to tie a noose if you do invest. Like, I don't get...
Stay away from the stock market.
Your daddy did that, and that's fine, and now your daddy is probably either dead or he's totally, like, out of money and living off his credit cards. And you're like, yeah, that looks like fun. I'm going to do that and make my daddy proud, but...
That won't make him proud.
No, there's not going to be, like, that kind of business here pretty soon, like, so good luck.
That's a bad place to go into, because you might not have a job pretty soon.
Ever. At all. You're
that job
get out
might
of
not exist anymore.
Yeah, you're going to get out of college and be like, all right, this much in debt, I'm going to get it...
I guess I'll go work at Wendy's.
Where's all the jobs? Damn it.
Double bacon what?
What? You want everything on it? Coming right up. All right,
here you go.
A 2-week investigation by the Sheriff's Gang Unit and the Federal Communications Commission found that radio signals were emanating from an antenna mounted in a tree behind a residence on 30th Street in Orlando.
Can we do that here?
Well, do they not know that you just need, like, DSL or cable?
But they want to broadcast it local, like, on the radio.
That's so, you know what you do then? You get a bunch of the Jam Hole episodes, and you put them on a bunch of iPods. You get a bunch of those FM tuners. And you
tune
them on, like, a bunch, like a fucking, like 10,000
His way is easier.
And you circle, fuck him. He got arrested. We're not, so suck
but
it.
But we aren't even doing that.
Well, we're gonna, because I can do that when I'm in my truck.
Yeah, my friends do it.
Yeah, and you can hear it if you're right next to the thing. So if you get a bunch and just put them around, like, everyone will have to hear
it. See, I didn't put two and two together. I wasn't paying attention. That's true. I was driving home one day, and my roommate was following behind me coming home. And I got home, and he's like, dude, I just have this weird feeling. You just got done listening to, like, Tom Petty, Green Day, and MSI. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? And it bugged me for like 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, dude, you totally had it on the station. I have it on, right? He's like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he said he heard it really clear and it was awesome.
Yeah, we were doing that at work. Like, if we're both going to the same gas station, they could actually hear whatever I'm listening to if they're following me and shit.
Nice.
They broadcast a little bit. I bet you could take them apart and, like, hook up a car battery to them and just boost that signal.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like, just Viagra fucking boom.
Like, he just took a whole bunch.
But these guys, yeah, they were doing it, like, original pirate material style with, like, fucking broadcast microwave antennas, like, frying fucking tree squirrels and cats and neighbors and
that's
shit.
That's awesome.
That's why I think the FCC's, like, you can only put those dishes in certain places.
Yeah.
Because those actually cook some shit.
That's, like, that's why there's no animals living near your house.
Right. I make my fucking dinner in that. It's so hot. FCC records show no license has been issued for the operation of a broadcast station at that residence. So then, of course, the Orange County SWAT team executed a search warrant at the home just before 9 Friday night. A bunch of names. Who cares? Arrested, charged with unauthorized transmission and possession of cannabis. The rapper, they had cannabis in there. He's like, man, motherfucker, let me go. All fucking handcuffed and shit. He's like this tall too. He'd just be fucking spitting words out, burning them and shit.
So
like,
fast.
Ah, motherfucker. That's so awesome. Let's see. That's like jail time and shit, isn't it? If you're like broadcasting an actual signal, like if we did this,
I think it's illegal.
Like jail time illegal or just
probably
like,
for a while.
Don't do that again and
maybe for a while. Not long time.
Hackers, like, you can't touch any electronic equipment ever again.
Yeah.
And Roth was identified as a DJ for the pirate radio station, which was operating out of his bedroom. That's awesome. Do you think his mom even knew? His mom's just like, keep it down. He's just fucking, I'm making pirate radio, mom. That was it for that story.
Nice.
What time is it?
An hour and 41 minutes. All right,
read another story, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Do you have a good story?
I have a voicemail to play also.
Do you?
Stickers is going to call in, I believe, and tell a confession.
Oh, so you have a confession? You
can actually hope it's a confession is not that he can't spell confession right.
Probably.
Well.
Call in, please.
Go ahead.
Call in,
Stickers. But while he's doing that, read your story, please.
Do you got a good one? Because I don't. Really have a good one.
Aww.
So if you have a better one.
Hey.
Did you have a good day?
I don't make the stories, dude. No. I just fucking.
Yeah, but I know you had some good ones.
Define good one.
Better than what I have.
Well, what do you have?
I have, this one's actually, this one's this long. Okay. This one is called Genitals Removed While Men Are Alive.
That sounds good. I don't have any good ones.
No, it's this long and like.
Are you serious?
We don't have time for this.
Well, just get to the part where they removed his genitals.
All right, well, yeah. Young men are attacked and their genitals cut off while they are still alive. Children's throats are slit and their organs removed.
Yes. Wow.
And border crossers are caught with bags containing human heads and sexual organs.
Wow.
This isn't Africa, by the way.
Okay. Well, that's like the saying.
This happens all the time.
Fucking yeah. Whatever. Yeah. That like really. Yeah. It's Africa,
right?
You just
of
lied
course.
And said it
that
was
happens.
In Florida.
This yeah, was from this our most fucked up state, Florida. No, it's not.
No.
Fuck.
I ruined it. These stories and more are contained in a horror report on the trafficking of human body parts in Mozambique in South Africa.
They've been
Africa.
Doing this for like years and years and years. Before yeah. It started with like the albino fucking
right, even
penises
before that.
And then it moved on to the
and
other.
And they put it in medicine.
Right.
They think if they bought medicine with body parts in it are more powerful. Like it actually says that down here.
Really?
Yeah. That's okay. Why they do it.
Yes, caller. Hi.
Yeah, all right.
What up?
Hi.
What is your confession, my son?
All right. Well, I was at Walmart one time, and I had to take this, like, fucking horrible shit, and I couldn't make it into Walmart. So I'll go over to their displayed lawnmowers and act like I'm checking out the back of it and drop my pants and just shit behind their lawnmowers.
Was there fake grass there, at least?
No. Concrete.
Did you go get
so
bags
I
of...
Second, I would walk in and wipe my ass after I take a shit behind their lawnmowers.
That's amazing.
Wow.
You just
oh
must have
God.
Had to, like, really go.
Did you ask someone what that was afterwards? Like, pretending like you had no idea that that was
oh
actually
God,
your
what's
shit?
Oh, my God,
I just didn't yeah. even say anything.
Oh, I'm suing you for, like, $10 million. I just seen some shit. That would have been so fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your confession. How the fuck are you?
Just fucking great, you know?
That's great. How's life? Do you still have a job?
No.
No?
Job.
No?
Fuck, fuck this depression. Are you collecting unemployment?
Nope.
Are you in school? Sorry, I forgot our
nope.
listeners are... No? You just chilling?
I am taking GED classes.
Oh, wahala. GED. Are you? So you're just chilling doing that?
Yeah.
Are you
and
looking?
Afterwards, I'm signing up for the military and going in for computer tech.
Oh, shit, so you don't give a fuck. You're like, I'll be taken care of. I see. Right
yep.
on. Well, that's cool. Yep. When you get in the military, I want you to paint big fucking jam hole symbols on all the bombs and missiles you come into
no
contact with.
No fucking joke. Just gotta go on the tank, too, you
yes.
know?
Yes, I want to see the jam hole logo on a
and
fucking
just start
tank.
Just destroying
fucking
hey, do you think if we all just, like, joined the military and then, like, just hijacked a bunch of shit, we'd
yeah.
have, like, some tanks and shit, and then we have kind of an army?
They
I
might
mean,
take Britain,
yeah.
but they probably wouldn't take
hey,
us.
Hey, there's this guy, all right? His name is Dr. Steele, and... These fucking people all around the world, like, joined this guy, all right? And they sent him cars, fucking money, all kinds of stuff. And he was creating a fucking Toyland utopia
for the
world.
What was the thing he was using to, like, get all of the people, though?
Like a damn website.
Just
and
a website?
And he had uniforms and everything.
Wow. What was the main idea then? Like, you gotta give something to the people to where they're like,
yeah,
I wanna follow.
It was
you.
A Toyland utopia that all adults should be able to still be kids.
Really? Just.
It's like, what the fuck? Are you crazy? And you want them to build dolls with saws on their hand? Or
that's awesome.
Retarded?
Like, you can live your whole life in my big giant playland and wear diapers and suck on your thumb all day if you just
yeah.
give me all your money.
He had
wow.
dolls. All right, get this. He had dolls that had, like, saw blades on their hands. It was no fucking joke, seriously.
That's so awesome.
But it was really cool because he would go out and during Christmas, this group of people would go and they would buy nothing but toys for kids that didn't have it. So, you know, he wasn't a total retard, you know.
Right. He was doing some good. Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
And then putting, like, knives and shit in them. They're like, there's your weapon.
I sound creepy. What the hell? Are you serious?
You sound like a pedophile.
Wow.
Like a...
Jesus, guys.
Wow.
Hi.
I was thinking he sounded kind of nice.
Well, he sounds all right. A lot older than you are. That's another thing that it's kind of
I'm only 18.
I know, yeah. You sound like you're like 34.
Well, look at what we're talking through. There's like five different things between me and him right now. So
well,
like,
out of all the callers we have, he's like by far the quietest.
That's because all of the other callers we have are like 13 years old.
Right.
Yeah, true.
That adds to
it. Yeah, little kids.
He sounds normal. It's fine.
It was just funny when you first called in. You
know, yeah, he's like, I have a confession.
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
I just killed my parents. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Ben. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Stay real.
For real. Holla back. Oh, where are we now?
I don't even know.
Do you have...
I'm done.
The rest... Skype was finally like, hey, how would you rate that call's quality? I'm like, 5 stars.
It's all right.
It's all right, Skype.
Is that good?
It just does that once in a great while.
Really?
Like, I'll hit end, and it'll be like, rate this call. Would it be, yeah.
Well, because I noticed the other ones were good.
Right, yeah. It's sure. Like, I don't know, he sounded kind of creepy. I'm like, what, Skype, really?
It was listening to our conversation.
All right, well, actually, let's just...
do you have a voicemail?
Yeah, let's play a voicemail, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. I got to work in the morning and get you fucking home. Hi, how's your car?
It's awesome.
Really? Yeah. Has it moved since you purchased
it? Well, I'm kind of trying to save money to go to New York now, so I can't really spend money on it.
Right.
Right.
How much have you saved for New York?
I got like $180 right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's
more than we got.
Yeah, I hope I get that.
That's
check
only
soon.
Like a week though.
Yeah. That's cool.
I haven't been saving that long.
I ain't been buying salvia. I've been putting it in there and all that shit. Yeah. So I think we'll be all right.
I hope so.
All right. We got a bunch of voicemails as usual, but we'll probably just get time to play one or two. Probably just one. So here it is.
Yeah. So I get home last night, about 2 o'clock in the morning. Come inside, sit down, text on my girlfriend, and I hear like this water dripping. Whoa. So I'm like, what the hell is that, naturally? I go look and there's water just pouring in through the light fixture. And of course, that's not natural, so I go and investigate more. And outside the back basement sliding door, there's 3 inches of water just sitting there staring at me through the sliding door. Just being like, open the door. I turn around and look at the stairs, and there's a river just coming down the stairs. So I go up outside. Keep in mind, when I came home, I was slipping on ice. So where all this, why this water isn't frozen, I don't know. So I go outside to investigate, and there's water just everywhere, coming down off the road in a river. So I walk up the road to see what's going on, and I fall into this water main that some, I'm assuming he was drunk, person hit a fire hydrant, and there's just water coming and coming and
in
coming.
His front yard.
So,
coming.
Naturally, I call 911. I'm on the line with 911 for about 90 seconds, telling them what's going on. And they hang up on me. 911 hangs up on me.
Oh. That sucks, dude.
And
coming.
Yeah. Everything in the house is just fucked. There was 4 inches of mud in the driveway. I mean, the water came in through the front door, ruined our tile work, washed it away, ruined the subfloor. The fridge is sitting on the support beams in the floor. I mean, subfloor's gone. I mean, everything's just fucked. And
fuck my life.
Yeah, 911 hung up on me.
That's awesome. You know who that was?
That's Stickers, isn't it?
No,
that was the dude we were just talking
no,
to.
That's the dude I work with.
What?
He was telling me this morning that, like, that's why he, well, Yeah, he was gonna come stay here for a few nights because mm-hmm. his house got flooded.
Oh, mm-hmm. that dude.
That yeah, that was him.
Oh,
like some drunk dude hit the fire hydrant right in front of the house him wow. and his sister live in, and it flooded the whole thing. So he thought to call 911, and like they hung up on him because just like they said in the chat, yeah. like 911. Yeah, my house is flooded. Fuck.
They're like call a plumber,
call
douche.
A fucking plumber or something. Yeah. So then him and his sister got into it mm-hmm. and. Like, he called me, and I was, like, being nice. I'm like, well, you know, you can stay here for a couple days if you, you know, need to get out of there while they're cleaning that shit up. And that, like, that happens. And then he calls back. He's like, I think I'm going to take you up on that. And then he started, like, taking the work truck and getting all his stuff, like, his bed and his dresser. And I'm like, I called him up. I'm like, dude, I don't think all that shit's going to fit here. And I don't, like, I don't know. Yeah, he was almost like, I'm going to just move in yeah. and see where it goes. And I was like, dude, no, there's not room for that shit. And I don't want you to move all your shit here. Because I thought it was just going to be a couple things, not yeah. like all his stuff. So I'm like, I don't want you to move again and then, you know, again in like a few days. So that didn't happen. But yeah, that's who that was. That's yeah, so
I got,
awesome.
I was at work and I got some random text message saying, you know, my friend's going to stay with us for a while. Us. And I'm like, what? And I didn't have time to text him back. So this is just in my head the entire time. I'm like, who the fuck is going to be living with us now? What the, really? In that little room? They're going to be scarred
yeah,
for
that,
life.
Yeah, it didn't occur to me because I'm not really used to this that, like, oh, I live with somebody now. Maybe I should ask them. Like, I was just yeah. still thinking, like, oh, this is my place. Sure, you can come fucking hang here for a few days. And, like, I didn't even think to ask her about it. Like, I don't know. Not that she pays the rent or anything, but it's the courteous thing to do. I'm courteous right. sometimes, so. All right. Are you fucking done? I'm so tired right now. That salvia is good. Well,
Big Mouth Podcast says you guys are on the front page of Live Video 18 Plus tab.
Yeah.
Woo!
Which shows how much fucking traffic Live Video gets.
Sticker says, I'll give you $5 if you let me stay 3 minutes in your house.
Done.
$5 a minute.
Hey, I'll let you live here for $5 if you feed my cat while we're in New York for like that whole week. But I still cool. want the $5.
Right.
All
right.
Well, if you guys ever want to talk to us, email info at thejamhole.com. We'll be in New York in April.
Yeah, so yeah.
Kick it with us.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Every time, like, we're sitting here watching a movie and shit, and, like, something
we're gonna
happens
be there,
in
you know,
New York,
yeah.
like, The Punisher 2, I'm like, dude, yeah. we're gonna be right there. Like, he's fucking killing
that
people.
Movie was terrible.
Yeah, it was all right.
No, it's not I'll the same
did you,
guy.
Well, let me put it this way. Did you like the first Punisher?
Yeah.
Really? See,
it's
I didn't
better like that. I like the actor better.
It was the same dude.
No, it wasn't. They was two dudes.
Are you serious? Totally. It was the same dude. Tell him.
No, it wasn't.
Tell him.
It doesn't look like the same dude. I know because I was checking it out. I'm like, what the fuck? No.
I'm like, shut
who's
up.
The dude?
No, I said, shut up. It's the same dude. Don't fucking ruin it for me. And then it was whatever. Fuck you guys.
God.
See, I thought the first one he was hot.
That's what I'm saying, though. Also, you can expect more of that to happen.
Have more shit?
Yeah, more like, hey, what should we make now? How about Cloverfield 8?
I saw Watchmen the other day.
How was that?
Kind of not as good as
really?
It should have
everyone
been.
At the office was like, oh, we saw Cloverfield. We saw what you just said. And, like, the guys were like, oh, it was cool, but the girls were like, eh, it wasn't that good.
It was kind of annoying because one of the main characters was this big, huge blue dude, and he's totally naked.
Smurf?
And he's like, I don't know, it's weird, but he's like this big blue dude, and he's totally naked, so you just get to see his dick in some scenes.
Really?
Yeah, he's just totally naked.
That just proves my point. They're just
and
like,
it's
hey,
like 3
watch,
hours long.
Hey, Bill Goldstein or whatever, watch this. I bet I can put a fucking big, giant blue cock on the screen for the majority of this movie, and we'll make more money than
oh, they made
every
so
other
much money.
Cock fucking movie
they did,
made.
Actually, I think.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
See, the Podcasters Coalition, you can turn to us when all that shit just goes to hell and
right.
there's nothing to watch because it's the same fucking movie released like a billion hey, times.
Do watch. We have Big Mouth's podcast on our iTunes?
On our what?
On our iTunes.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going to check them out tomorrow. You How many episodes do we have? There.
I don't know. I delete them as because I don't have very much room on my iPod. Okay. So,
well, since I have tomorrow off, I want to
check
them out.
You'll have to figure it out yourself. But yeah, we're going to make a site for all of our shows so we can all be on there and fuck all these other
That'd
shows.
That'd be really
and
cool. I think that
like,
portal thing is awesome.
We're just fucking rich and famous and you can suck our penises. We're not going to suck penis anymore, Brady.
Never.
We're getting up and out of that room in that hole.
We're rising above.
We're rising above that. All right, well, we'll
Sticker says, if I send you $3, will you send me a shirt?
$20.
Why the fuck not, dude? Sure, I don't fucking care. We have so many shirts. No.
$3.
Just on, I think, the last episode, you're like, we're running out of shirts.
That'll pay
gone.
For shipping.
Right. Yeah, here. You
pay
can
for
just,
shipping.
I'll just send you money and we'll just keep doing this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back fucking Wednesday.
Cool.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Fucking Wednesday.
Hey, that's hump day.
It is hump day.
It is hump day. Do you know what that means yet?
No. I forget every time.
Okay. It's the middle of the fucking week. Right. You goddamn retard.
It's where everyone humps.
Goodbye. Not where
Bye.
Every day is hump day to Matt. Fuck.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.